Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, and from South Africa, we hear from Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and a lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching is entitled, Who is a Little Devil Then?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Leaving the synagogue, Jesus went to Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him to do something for her. Leaning over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her, and she immediately got up and began to wait on them. At sunset, all those who had friends suffering from diseases of one kind or another brought them to him, and, laying his hands on each, he cured them. Devils, too, came out of many people, howling, You are the Son of God! But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. When daylight came, he left the house and made his way to a lonely place. The crowds went to look for him, and when they had caught up with him, they wanted to prevent him leaving them. But he answered, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns too, because that is what I was sent to do. And he continued his preaching in the synagogues of Judea. It happens so quickly, you almost do not see it. As Jesus leaves Galilee, he is immediately in Judah. The shift from the north to the south is sudden and quick. There is a wonderful structure at work in this fourth chapter of Luke's Gospel. It starts with the desert retreat and temptations of Jesus, and ends with the smaller retreat in today's Gospel. In the middle is rejection in the synagogue in Nazareth, and around that, the people are amazed by him and grow in reliance on his healing. This circle of similar events around a central point is known as a concentric construction, which is an age-old way of presenting narrative in a way which is easy to remember and reproduce. At the same time, the concentric themes themselves tell of a deeper truth. The people trying to prevent Jesus from moving on parallels the temptations in the desert. Both come after a period of solitary retreat, and so echo each other. One can see why those who attached chapters and verses to the received text kept these events together in a single chapter. This parallel of the desert temptations with the people desiring to hang on to Jesus, apparently out of self-interest, since they were getting free medical and emotional care, shifts the focus of the temptation to us. Why do we hang on to Jesus instead of following him? When we hang on to Jesus, we are reducing him to only one function, that of serving our interest, instead of us following him in mission. When we follow him, our experience of his presence in different places and circumstances expands our understanding, helps us see more facets of his grace in our lives and the life of the church as a whole. Following Jesus on the road also invites us to unfold as disciples, ever growing beyond that self-interest that seeks to keep Jesus, the church, or our doctrine in only one shape and one form that serves us best. We are called to serve Jesus Christ, who took to the road, who was the pilgrim through ever-changing circumstances to bring the good news to the people in many different ways. Healing was only one of them. And what this lovely concentric construction tells us is that when we try and prevent growth and pilgrim movement as a church following Jesus, we become the members of the Nazareth synagogue seeking to throw Jesus off a cliff because he calls us out of our comfort zone. A lovely chapter of the Gospel, filled with the need to be disciple, to follow, and to grow in the life of grace. Amen.